Before we get going, it's worth noting that the hosts of this show have a man crush on Tom Brady.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's play our best. We've been putting in the tank. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's all go play our best, huh? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
It needed to be said.
You know what I'm saying?
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 I said, do we have a talent? Huh? Oh, USSR. Now you better get your stank asses up out of here before I cause a nuclear holocaust up in here, fool.
Let's go, fool. Come on.
Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience. How's life treating you, Trey?
Man, it's good. I'm trying to beat this heat out here right now, but, you know, we surviving.
No doubt, brother. It is hot.
For sure.
Today, we are talking about our top five running backs that we are drafting this fantasy season. Do me a favor. If you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button. It only takes a quick second. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate it. It helps us out a ton. Before we get the running backs, let's go to Trey with the headline huddle.
It's the headline huddle.
All right, everybody, this is a new segment we got. It's going to go over all the news and everything. It's the headline huddle. So y'all ready? First things first, you might have already heard about this because it's been a couple days, but Baker Mayfield getting traded to the Carolina Panthers for a 2024 fifth-round pick that could become a fourth-round pick. So basically nothing. what do you think about the trade?
I like it. I'm happy for Baker getting a fresh start. He's leaving the drama behind. Hey, think about this. The Browns are going to have to pay Baker for him to beat them in week one.
Yeah, I can't wait, bro. That's going to be a good week one right there.
That's insane. You couldn't have planned that out better.
Right. But here's the thing. The GM, Scott Fitterer, says that it'll be an open competition for the QB1 between Darnold and Baker. Come on.
Okay, between Darnold and Baker. I mean, Darnold has prior knowledge of the offense. I mean, that would be the only edge that I could see that he actually has. I mean, I do think Baker is the better QB. I mean, obviously, yeah. Right? Baker took the Browns to the playoffs after a 30-year drought, beating the rival Steelers in the game. And Baker was amazing in that game. I'll tell you one thing. Robbie Anderson ain't too happy about all this.
Yeah, but, I mean, what has Robbie Anderson done? You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. It's an upgrade, yeah. Dog. Just be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Anderson was saying he felt like he had to protect his quarterback. Like, he felt like he was that's what he was doing there. He didn't mean no disrespect or whatever, but that's what he thought he was doing there.
Yeah, well, I think what he should have done there is just keep his fucking mouth shut.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I'm just saying.
What other news we got going on in the NFL?
Well, Gronk come out, made a statement saying that if Brady called, of course he's going to answer the GOAT, but he's not coming back to football. So he'll answer the phone call, but he ain't going to like what he has on the other end. What do you think about that?
I watched that little interview they did, and I'll tell you what, Gronk seemed like he was actually done. He seemed like he was like donezo. Like, I really feel like he is. And that's going to kind of suck, but you know what? We got a lot of years from the GOAT of tight ends. So, I mean, I really can't be mad at it. It was a hell of a ride, Gronk. You know what I mean?
In other news today, long last, the Patriots have traded the first rounder, N'Keal Harry, to the Bears for a 2024 seventh rounder. So again, for nothing.
I guess they just were. A seventh rounder.
In 2024.
N'Keal Harry was there. Yeah. I mean, N'Keal Harry was their draft pick that they thought they were going to hit on. Obviously, they didn't hit on him, so send him to the Bears. I don't know what he's going to do back there. I don't know. I don't see him fitting in there very well.
Yeah. Maybe it's better for him than being on the Patriots because they obviously weren't using him like he wanted to be used. And maybe, you know, the Bears did the trade, so maybe they'll try to see something in training camp or something. Maybe we'll be surprised.
Sure, yeah. They're going to use him for something.
The Raiders hiring Las Vegas attorney Sandra Douglas Morgan as their new team president. Morgan becoming the first ever black woman to hold a team president title for the NFL franchise. Step up in society right there. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nicely done. And here is the Raiders again being pioneers when it comes to black and females in the game of football. I love it. It's always the Raiders doing things like this. They're always the first ones. I really like that. I really like it. And I mean, we've seen men in these roles for years and years, so we know what that looks like. Let's see what happens when we get a woman back there and see if it shakes things up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, let's get our top five think outside the box running backs that we are drafting and starting. Here we go. Starting off, number five, Dalvin Cook.
My boy.
Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. He's injury prone. He needs that Mattinson handcuff. He only finished 16 in running backs last year. But he is a top five running back.
I agree.
He has a new offensive-minded head coach this year. They're going to find new and different ways to use him. I'm excited about Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, man. And last year, you know, he missed four games, which, you know, is pretty consistent with him, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 games. But in 13 games, he got 249 attempts for 1,160 yards, 6 touchdowns, and then 34 receptions for 224 yards. So only 6 touchdowns on the whole year. With that kind of effort, like, so dude had 15 goal line carries. Okay. That's ranked 4th among all running backs, but only converted 3 of them into a touchdown. That has to be, an outlier. I'm thinking, you know, next year, if he gets 15 goal line carries, that could potentially be 10 touchdowns. And his touchdowns is what really hurt him, I think, on his fantasy value.
He's a bell cow back. So that means volume. In 2019, he had 36 touchdowns, which was 3rd in the league behind only Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones in 2019. Now, I know that was in 2019, but, I mean, I think he's due for a comeback this year. I mean, he's a touchdown machine. And with this new scheme, I'm really looking forward to see what he can do on the field.
Yeah.
And the good news is you can get him towards the end of the first round. I mean, because people are scared to draft him.
Exactly. And he's also expected to see more targets under the pass-heavy offense with Kevin O'Connell. And they're thinking about trying to lighten his carry load just a little bit, but up his receiving load. So that way he takes a little bit less heavy hits and stuff like that. He's even been lining up as a wide receiver in practice in some positions.
Wow, so really? Yeah. Awesome. That's great for PPR formats for sure.
He did finish as an RB1 3 out of the 4 of the last seasons in the top 10, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that definitely. He has a chance to bring that back. Also, he's on the field for 75% of the snaps, which is more than a lot of running backs in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like I say, his injury does hurt him. You know, people worried about his injury. But even, you know, I had him last year, and with him missing the 4 games, he still carried my team part of the way through the fantasy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I think he's worth it.
I mean, and he's got his little brother in the league now, so he's going to have to show out for him. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Competition.
That's right. And that's why he is number 5 on our list. Let's keep it moving. We're going number 4, Austin Eckler.
Yes, sir.
Last year, he scored 12 touchdowns for the Chargers. Felt like every time he turned around, dude was in the end zone. He's a pass-catching back, so that's going to help you in your PPR leagues. People are saying that Isaiah Spiller is going to come in and take some of the volume from him, so his production might go down, but I don't know. He's a rookie. Maybe they don't want to put too much on him.
Yeah. He did say, I listened to an interview with him where he was talking about speaking on himself in fantasy, and he said he would take himself first overall, but he understands if you want to take a couple guys before him. But he said the best ability in fantasy is availability. And he said, so don't be upset when his workload gets lightened a little bit if he plays 18 games. That's the consistency that you want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They give him all the goal line work. Last year he had 206 attempts for 911 yards and 12 touchdowns, but he also had 70 receptions, 647 yards for another 8 touchdowns through the air. So he had 20 total touchdowns on the year. And he said it himself, he'll finish top 5.
Oh, I hope he's right. Well, we do know that Eckler does love his fantasy football. I mean, you know he's going to do everything he can to make his fantasy value go up, right? I mean, you know he probably drafted himself.
Oh, and he said that if you draft him and you go on his Twitch and you there's a link on his Twitch or something like that where you can subscribe, and if you can prove that you drafted him, you go on a thing, and he's going to do a drawing and fly you out to the game. So another incentive to draft him.
Oh, man, there you go. Dang. If he stays healthy, teamed up with a great tandem on your team, he can help you make it to the fantasy playoffs. And that's why he is number 4 on our list. Just want to take a second to talk about Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch has all-natural toothpaste, deodorant, all kinds of stuff for men. I got me a bar of the Wood Barrel Bourbon. It smelled awesome. I loved it. Smelled good. And it's made in the good old U.S. of A. Right now, if you use our link in the description, you get 10% off. Use the promo code DSCSQUATCH10. You want to make the ladies go crazy? Hit up Dr. Squatch.
Do it.
Also, if you're looking for a way to stream in multiple places at once at a very good price, check out the Melon app. They are the reason our podcast looks so pretty. Link is in the description, baby.
Let's go.
Moving on to number 3, we're going Christian McCaffrey. So you're probably thinking, there's no way I'm taking a chance on Mac again, right? Well, you need to take that chance. I said it on the 420 Fantasy Hustler podcast. I've mentioned it on Yards After the Catch. Hot take, Christian McCaffrey, comeback player of the year, baby.
I like it.
What do you think? Remember who said it first.
Remember that Christian McCaffrey had 7 games is all he played last year, but he had 99 attempts for 442 yards and 1 touchdown, and then 37 receptions for 343 yards and 1 touchdown. Now, that's only across 7 games, so I'd say that's pretty good. This year he's projected over 1,000 yards and at least 8 touchdowns. So as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to carry you.
And in 2019, he became the only player to gain over 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. PPR formats, he's great to have on a team. He's got Baker throwing to him now and handing him the ball. I mean, Baker fed 2 running backs in Cleveland, and they both had fantasy relevance. So that's got to mean something. And when McCaffrey is on the field, he is the best player on the field. No doubt about it. I'm willing to take a chance on CMC this year.
They did say that they're going to wrap him in bubble wrap at practice. So, you know, they're going to do everything that they can to keep him healthy.
Oh, my God. Let's keep it rolling. Number 2. You think you know who number 2 is, don't you? Number 2, Jonathan Taylor. Weird, right? Taylor not being number 1. I believe Taylor's production will take a dip this year. I mean, he's still going to be great. Don't worry. Everyone taking him first overall. We get it. We get it. We understand. I mean, last year he ran for over 1,800 yards. He got 18 touchdowns. This man was a machine last year.
Yeah, man, he was. Let me tell you why we have him at number 2. So no running back has ever scored back-to-back number ones in the last decade. Okay. In fact, no one has followed a number 1 with a number 2. Only 2 running backs have had more than 1 top 2 finish in the last decade. Can you guess which ones those are?
Derrick Henry
and Le'Veon Bell. the boxing.
Oh, I should have known Adrian Peterson.
I should have known that one. Odds are against him, you know, to finish in the top two. I think that he could possibly do it, but the odds are against him when statistics. And he did last year. He did have the most 20-plus and 40-plus rushes. So, I mean, that's nice. Pretty solid.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Ryan is there now. Matt Ryan likes to throw more. I mean, that doesn't mean Frank Reich is going to let him, but he likes to air it out. I bet Taylor gets more in the air. I mean, we don't need to tell you why JT is the man. You've seen it in person. He's a must draft in the first five picks at least.
Yeah, I mean, last year he had four consecutive games with over 100 yards. That's all you can ask for out of your running back. You know what I'm saying? He got 69% of the snaps and an upgrade at quarterback. I mean, he's definitely going to keep doing his thing. And I guarantee you he's in the top five at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And listen, this man Trey here had this guy, Jonathan Taylor, and he was the man on his team. And he's telling you JT is number two. So what does that tell you?
Exactly.
And that is why JT is number two on our list. That brings us to number one. You guessed it. The man, the myth, the Kang. I'm talking about Derrick Henry.
Let's go.
Bow down, baby. That's right. I think people are sleeping on Henry. I never thought I'd say that. It's been a while since they've seen him be effective on the field since his injury last year. People are pushing him away, way down. I've seen him fall to pick 9 in some drafts, which is insane to me.
It's crazy. Bro, like last year he only played 8 games before he got hurt. He had 219 attempts for 937 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 18 receptions for 154 yards. He was on pace. If you put that throughout the whole season, that's 492 carries, 2,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 40 receptions, and 346 yards, bro. That's record-breaking.
Woo, man. That's why they call him the king, baby.
Right. For sure, bro. And Derrick Henry's the man. And I this is one of the stats that I found. It's probably my favorite Derrick Henry stat. He has the most games by a running back with 200-plus yards and 2 touchdowns and with 5 games. That's insane, bro. That's insane.
And the meanest stiff arm in the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me move. And, you see him right over there, right? Giving it to old Josh Norman.
Hey. You know, he's never had a problem with injury before. people that are worried about injuries and stuff like that, like you can't let that stuff get to you when you're drafting fantasy. You know what I'm saying? You got to just take the risk sometimes. He's a solid workhorse and the team loves him. He's their main key of their offense. You know what I'm saying? Like he's going to be used.
This man speaks the truth. Now, before we go, we have an exciting game that we're going to play called Start, Sit, Drop. Kind of like that fun game we all played as a kid, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Take it away, Trey.
All right. So I'm going to give 3 options, and he's going to tell me who he would start, who he would keep on his bench, and who he would drop. First one, we're going with some backup running backs. We got A.J. Dillon, Tony Pollard, and Javonte Williams.
I'm going to start Javonte. I'm going to sit A.J. Dillon, and I'm going to drop Pollard.
I like it. I like it.
I think Javonte is going to go off this year. I know he's got Melvin Gordon holding him back, but it's his sophomore season. I think he is the clear start in this, and I'm going to sit Dillon because I don't want to drop him, so I'm going to let him sit over there. I think Dillon's going to be really good, too. He's a big old dude. He crushed through the pile. And I'm going to drop Pollard because I think Dallas has paid Zeke so much that they just, they're not going to not play him. You know what I'm saying?
Heard that. All right, on to the next one. These are starting running backs. We got Zeke himself, Joe Mixon, and DeAndre Swift.
Okay, that's easy. I'm starting Mixon. I'm I'm sitting Swift and I'm dropping Zeke.
Let's go.
I'm always mixing it up with Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon had a breakout season last year. He is going to be the man again this year. They got a new offensive line. Mixon is the man. Swift, I think Swift's going to be okay. If he can stay healthy, I think he'll be solid as long as the team takes care of business and all that. And Zeke, ain't happening, buddy. Zeke is washed, done for.
All right, being that it is the Fourth and Flex podcast, I'm going to hit you with a flex question. All right, uh-oh. So you got Terry McLaurin, Michael Pittman, or DJ Moore?
All right, let's see. I'm starting Scary Terry. I'm sitting – oof, that's rough. I'm starting Scary Terry. I'm sitting Pittman. I'm dropping DJ Moore. Oh, that was tough. I really don't want to drop DJ Moore, but I really think Pittman is going to go off this year. Also, Scary Terry just got a new contract. Walk it to him. Wentz is throwing him the ball now. Yeah, he likes to throw it to the other team, but Scary Terry has got hands and is an amazing route runner. I think he'll go up and get that ball. Like I said, Pittman's got Matt Ryan throwing to him. That dude is so long and it's stretched out. I think he's going to make things happen. And DJ Moore, he's got Baker Mayfield. Man, all these guys got new quarterbacks throwing to him. DJ Moore got Baker Mayfield throwing to him. I don't know what that looks like yet. I really don't know what any of them look like, but I trust the quarterbacks a little more than I do Baker at this moment.
Speaking of quarterbacks, our last and final start, sit, drop. This is for your QB2, maybe QB3 spot. Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Mitch Trubisky.
Oof.
What you gonna do?
Trevor Lawrence, Lance, and Trubisky. Oof, that's rough, bro.
Oh, make it easy,
okay. Man. I'm starting Trevor Lawrence. I'm sitting Lance, and I'm dropping Trubisky. So I'm starting Trevor Lawrence because I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to take a big step up. He had dirtbag Urban Meyer on his back, the player kicker, the kicker, as we like to call him on this show. So he's got a good coach coming in now, the quarterback whisperer to help him out. So I think he's going to be a lot better this year. Trey Lance, I really don't trust that guy, but I trust him more than I do Trubisky. I mean, I'm at least more sure that Lance is going to be a starter this year than I am Trubisky. I mean, it could be Trubisky, it could be Pickett. We still don't know what's going on there. So yeah, I like it.
I like it. I probably would have started Lance over Lawrence.
Let's go.
But I definitely would have dropped Trubisky.
Of course you would have.
I just like that running upside, you know, and I'm excited for him to take off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it over here. Mm-hmm. Star City drop, yeah. Baby.
I like that. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but until next time, thank you guys for listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube. Again, hit that like button down there. Once we hit 1,000 subscribers, we're going to be giving stuff away left and right. So get in on this, and it's going to be fun.
Let's do it. There once was a man named Johnny McGee who lived in the backwoods with a Johnny B. They were cousins.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.